So hello, I would like to start this interview by asking, what is your name?
My name is Marjorie Edmond.
Oh, hi Marjorie.
Hello.
Nice to meet you, I'm Ernesto.
Nice to meet you, Ernesto.
How long have you lived in Oakland?
44 years.
Oh wow. And so what part of Oakland have you lived in?
West Oakland, mm-hmm. East Oakland. West Oakland, East Oakland. Yeah.
Yeah, and so who are you and how do you see yourself?
Who am I?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a black African American woman. That been through some challenges in life, mm-hmm. and overcome them and working towards some new goals and putting all the information that I've learned through life, mm-hmm. in a positive aspect, you know.
Yeah. And so, and how has this shaped who you are?
By having wisdom, mm. and knowing the difference, and changing things that I can.
Mm-hmm. And has that
and
been
believing.
Oh.
And trusting. And I know that's not spiritual or religious, but, you know, God.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are tough qualities to have. Not everyone trusts.
Yeah.
And so how did you arrive to where you are to be this trusting person?
By surviving. Mm-hmm. By surviving a lot of choices and, you know, growing up and choosing to be part of the streets opposed to just a home that was prepared for me.
How was that experience?
It was challenging at times, and it was fun at times. And it was life-learned experiences.
Yeah, so, you know, you moved from West Oakland to
no,
East.
No, I moved from East Oakland
from east to West Oakland.
So as a, from kindergarten, mm-hmm. or from the baby, I was in East Oakland. Mm-hmm. As far as I can remember, you know, we moved around a lot.
Yes.
Family members, cousins, lots of cousins, mm-hmm. you know. And then finally to West Oakland.
Mm. And so now you live in
but
West
I was living West. In a single parent home for a while.
Oh, okay.
But in two of them. So from mom, mm-hmm. house to dad house, and there wasn't a second half for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then when that happened,
yeah,
my thoughts of I don't want to be here anymore showed up.
So you live in West Oakland. I know that there's this huge issue with gentrification in Oakland, especially in West Oakland. And so this is, you know, people moving in that are increasing the rents and not making it affordable, or bringing in these types of businesses that are not really affordable for what people can afford based off of the jobs that are available. So what do you think of gentrification, and has it in any way affected you?
No, I use all my resources for low-income families, so I'm pretty much, you know, at this point in time in life, I'm being supported in far as rent, mm-hmm. school,
and sorry,
doctors, mm-hmm. all the things that's offered for a low-income single mom, mm-hmm. I take advantage of. So in the process of being supported, I'm also in college, so I can improve my stability and my financial situation. So when I believe all that stuff dies down, I'll be mentally prepared.
What are you studying?
Psychology.
Oh, awesome. What would you like to do with that?
Actually, I'm going to start off probably in case managing, counseling, mm-hmm. working with drug addictions, addictions period, studying the human mind, mm-hmm. giving some strength and hope to people that lost it throughout the challenges that I've already been through and making it through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so how has living in Oakland impacted your life? You mentioned that you had some challenges.
It impacted my life, you know, being that, you know, the streets, when I said streets, you know, it's confested with drugs, violence, fast money, whatever. It impacted my street knowledge to know when something's right, something's wrong, or the consequences that come with it. It just impacted my train of thought of what I want to do with the rest of my life. Because I have choices, and then I know the difference between both. So it just impacted my whole self-being, body, mind, soul.
Yeah, and that's incredible that you're still a trusting person after this, after having those experiences.
Yeah. And believing.
And believing.
But, you know, those are some of the things that I had to go through in order to be firm in where I need to be.
Yeah.
See, because knowing what that life is about, it helps me not to want to participate in any of the things that's still available and more impacted to the youth now.
So, you know, you're from West Oakland, you've been in East Oakland. What do you like most about your communities or communities in the past?
Opportunities.
And what types of opportunities do you see out there in the community?
For low-income families, like I mentioned, Medi-Cal, financial aid, Department of Rehab, shelters, programs.
Yeah, sorry. So shelters, so you say that assistance.
When I see homeless people, I just don't have no empathetic going on because that's the choice they're making.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe being that I know about these opportunities or was willing to find out about different opportunities, then I feel that they can too.
Yeah. So all of these, you know, services, you think those are a great benefit to the community and are what make Oakland what it is?
What makes Oakland what it is people's choices and the people that's in Oakland. Oakland is just a city just like any other city. And being that it has a trailer line of how it's supposed to be, you know, and the outcome is, you know, leading by example. You know, in the environment that some people has to be raised in, it's hard to make right decisions and choices.
Yeah.
But there is too some that don't have to go through those challenges because of their choices.
So you mentioned that there are a lot of challenges. So what would you change about, you know, the community or how Oakland currently is?
Myself.
So do you think
it's nothing that I'm powerless over that. What I have the power to do is change who I am in the city.
So you
and the people that surround me watch me do what I do positively, then it's a better chance for them, such as my children.
So should we be examples of change in the city in order?
You're doing that right now.
I would like to think that that is true, but often I think we need. Yeah, actually,
everybody's
that
not
is
gonna
true.
Get it
yeah.
though. That's just how life is.
Yeah, it's very tough.
Yeah.
To have everyone change. Some people don't want to change.
Right. So for the majority of it, people making choices and they can't change, you know, they can't literally go collect the drugs that's being distributed, but they can change from them using it.
Yeah.
But it takes support and help and willingness to find out information and being willing to put it to action. But some people just not ready. I'm just happen to be one that's ready. Been through it, done it, so you know. I already know jails, institutions, and death. And I one didn't die, so.
So you say that you're ready. Like, what do you hope to do with being ready? What do you hope for your future?
First off, I'm going to start with the BA. I already got my AA. And I'm going to go and be a productive member of society and help others get to that point if I can.
Yeah. So do you see yourself living in Oakland for the next 10 to 20 years?
I don't know. I can't answer that one. I can just answer just for today where I'm at.
Would you like to stay in Oakland?
Yeah.
Yeah. What makes it so special?
I live here. I'm from here. And I don't know nothing different. So thinking of just leaving here because of what? I already got myself together in Oakland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So were you able to bring your photo today?
Sure. I bought my picture of my mom. Mm-hmm. She had me in Oakland. Her name's Melody. I brought me a picture in Oakland somewhere when I was about 16 or 17. Mm-hmm. Picture of me and my husband. We married here when we was 19.
Oh, wow.
I'm actually 16.
Which church?
No, we was driven by my parents to Carson City.
Oh, wow.
And a picture of me graduating Merritt College at the Paramount Theater with me and my two girls.
That's beautiful. So what was your AA in?
Community Social Services.
Oh, wow. And so how has your relationship been with all of your family members in Oakland?
Good. So it would go like this. We could make a collage. Right. And mama go right here. And then me and husband go right here.
I love that picture of your mother. She looks so fashionable. So looking at all these pictures, what are you thinking of when it comes to your life in Oakland?
Wonderful. Despite the challenges, because I'm here to able to sit here and tell you that I'm here and I'm doing something different. Not that doing something different would have made my life better. Mm-hmm. It made me stronger.
Yeah. That's beautiful. And being able to see all these pictures is a privilege.
Right.
What does Oakland mean to you at the end of the day?
Oakland mean to me a place to live.
Is it that simple?
Rather, whatever you're doing, it's a place to live. You're going to live, die, go to jail, smoke weed, drink alcohol, go to school. It's what do you choose to do?
I think that is a very great answer. Thank you so much,
okay.
Marjorie.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
I've had a pleasure interviewing you today.
Okay. So now what?